people, all you need to do is just to honor God with your substance. Number two, every time you tithe, you remember God. Every time you tithe, you remember God. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's look at verse 20. Let's start from 19. Go to 19. 18. We're supposed to read from 11 to 20, but for time's sake. Good. But thou shalt, so Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Meaning that God is the one who gives you and I the ability to obtain wealth or power to obtain wealth so that he can confirm his covenant that he swore to Abraham. Since you and I are the children of Abraham by faith, God has given us the power to get wealth to confirm or establish his covenant he swore to Abraham. So it means that because God swore to Abraham, God has to give us the ability or the power to obtain wealth when we do what we need to do. What do you think? Yeah. Every time you tithe, you remember God. Tithing demonstrates that you remember God. There is a very strong exhortation to remember the Lord in all things. It is easy to forget the invisible hand of the Lord that has made everything possible. Many times, when we do something or we get a success, we sometimes just say it as a cliche that, oh, it's God, we thank God. But we really don't believe it's God. We believe it's our own strength. Do you understand? Many times, we don't honor God in our hearts, but we just say it just to satisfy, in quotes, God. But God wants us to honor him indeed, to remember him, and to know that it is he, God, who caused us to get the wealth. And without God, we wouldn't have gotten anything. Because remember that the unbelievers, they have a different track. Unbelievers can get money, but not wealth. Unbelievers can get a lot of money, financial money, but not wealth. That's why many of them are not happy in the money. Many of them are not fulfilled in the money. Some of them lose the money. But when God gives you wealth, it's permanent. The blessings of the Lord, they make rich and addeth no sorrows. All good and perfect gifts come from the Father of lights, from above, the Father of lights, of whom there is no variableness or shadow, nor shadow of turning. Every time you pay tithe, you remember God. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And it goes on. Hallelujah. How many are going to remember God? Now, do we say we are going to remember God based on how we feel we should remember God, or we are going to remember God based on how God wants us to remember him? Because many people feel that, oh, God says, I'll remember God but just by thinking about God. Then I've remembered him. That will not work. If a husband and a wife, the husband says, as usual, the husband always says, I provide for you, I do this for you, I do that for you. The wife says, I don't care what you do. I want you to spend time with me. What you do doesn't matter because you do provide and then you are on the computer 24/7. You are hardly at home. When you are at home, you are on you are texting and you say that I love you. Who cares about that? Prove it by spending time with me. That's usually the story. Don't shut me down now. My fine message here. That's usually the story. So, oh, I love you. I love you. No. What is your love language? Love me the way I want to be loved, not the way you think I should love you. That's the same with God. Don't tell God how you don't tell God how you feel you should remember him. God has told you how to remember him. Remember him by paying tithe. Amen. Remember God by paying tithe. Many people feel that they are tithing to the church. I don't tithe to the church. I tithe through the church to God. Amen. I tithe through the church because I cannot take the money into a spaceship to God. How can I take the money to God? The only way is through his embassy. And the embassy, God's embassy on earth is the church. There is no other way to enter or to give to God or to honor God except through his embassy, especially when you are giving money. Because there's no, you can't, how are you going to take the money to God? You can't take the money, put it on the floor and burn it. That is not wise. And say you've given it to God. No, you give it to God by giving it to his church. Amen. That's how to honor God. Amen. So when people say that as for churches, money is all they think about. Well, there are some churches that money is all they think about. But churches must talk about money also. Churches must talk about tithe also. But some overdo it. Every time there's a harvest fundraising. Every weekend there's a fundraising. That's what they want to do. We can't judge them. But we don't have to do all that stuff. Just pay tithe, that's all. Number three, every time you tithe, you worship God. Someone will say, really? What does worship mean? What does worship mean? Then what does praise mean? But good point. Good point. What does worship mean? Yes, to honor, praise, adore, to reverence, to give glory. All the nice things you've said, and it's also to place great worth on God. Worship is to pay homage, to respect, to honor, to place great worth on God and what he sees. So I worship God by placing a great worth on him. And I place him so great, and I place a great worth on him that people also, after presenting, or after placing great worth on God, after honoring God in their minds and their hearts, then they act it out by prostrating on the ground. But the prostrating on the ground is not per se worship if it's not coming with the heart. That's why Jesus said, oh, these people, Isaiah prophesied indeed truly of you guys, saying that these people honor me with their lips and worship me with their lips, but in vain do they worship me, and their hearts are far from me, and in vain they are worshiping me. So it means that it's not just saying you are worshiping, but it is how you respond to God, how you relate with God, how you act in terms of what the God sees. So that's why David placed great worth on God. King David. Oh, David worshiped God. You worship God before you act. You worship God before you sing. Actually, you are singing what is already in your heart, what you are demonstrating. That's why Jesus said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for such the Father seeketh. So God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Meaning that as for God, when he says A, it's A. I place great worth on what God says. Hey, God says this, I must do it. God's church, I honor his church. Oh, I honor God. Now I'm singing what is in my heart and what I've already demonstrated in my heart. Otherwise, we are not worshiping God. Oh, I worship you. I worship you as you are worshiping him and placing great worth on him and his word in your heart and in your life and in what you do in practice. And you are singing. Oh, he's taking it. God is a spirit, John 4:24. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him in truth. Worship him in the truth of who he is. You've learned who he is, and you are worshiping him in truth because you know the truth about him, and you are worshiping him truly because the true worship starts from the heart. Amen. And praise. You are praising him for what he's done. You are praising him. You are giving him glory. You are blessing him because of what he's done. When the ark was being taken to Jerusalem, the city of David, David displayed before the Lord. He praised. This praising is blessing him for what he's done. Praising him, you are praising him and magnifying him because he's great, he's big, and because of what he's done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, of course, you can pay tithe and not worship God. Tithing doesn't mean you've worshiped God, but you can. When you worship God, you tithe. You can tithe without worshiping God. There's a priest, a relative priest I know, and I think I was in the house when he came. And he gives heavily to the church. Oh, he pays tithe, he gives heavily. He's still alive, but he gives heavily to the church. Very old man now. But he had a series of girls. Married man, series. He handled his wife well and handled others well. But he gave heavily to the church. And he said that that's his gift to God. He's not perfect, he knows, but he will heavily give. That's different from worshiping God, saying that I'm going to try my best to please God. I'm not perfect, but I'll do my best. I'm doing all I can, and you are giving. Oh, that makes a difference. That's different from, there are two different stories. I can't judge a guy, but he's not doing well. He's not obeying the Bible. He's giving. But it's different from someone who is following the word of God and giving. Or trying to follow the word of God and giving. Am I preaching to somebody? So, every time you tithe, you worship God. Deuteronomy 6:10. Am I preaching to somebody here?
Yes.
That's why tithing, you worship God. Deuteronomy 26:10. Am I preaching to somebody here?
Yep.
And now behold, I have brought you, or I have brought the first fruit of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. Traditionally, worship is seen as singing a few slow songs in church. The fast songs are seen as praises, and the slow songs are deemed to be worship. But the scripture reveals that worship is much more than that. Tithing is also an act of worship. Coming to the house of God and presenting him with your tithe is a wonderful act of worship. What do you think? Yeah. Because worship is placing great worth on God and what he sees. Worship. When you read the concordance or you read the definition of worship, it's not only prostrating. The high priest who crucified Jesus, when they enter the Holy of Holies, do you know, or even the holy place, do you know how to prostrate before God? Even though they were killing his son. How do you prostrate? But there's a difference between someone prostrating and God saying, I don't have time for your worship. Like in Isaiah. And someone who is prostrating in truth because they honor God in their hearts. They honor God in their actions. And they are lying on the floor. That was David. David wasn't perfect, but David's heart, oh, hey. He didn't care what people said. He did not care what people said. So far as God sees it, that's enough. David the king, when he was taking the ark to the city of David, every six steps, don't forget that they are carrying him. And maybe his wife or wives, I don't know how many of them, and some children, but they are carrying David. There are people carrying him. Then the Levites, the specialized Levites, are also carrying the ark, bearing the ark on the poles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stop. Sacrifice to God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stop. I'm sure people will be, this man again. But he didn't care. Saul was afraid, and because the people were complaining in a hurry, he disobeyed God and sacrificed the sheep when he was not supposed to. But David didn't care. David said, so far as I'm concerned, I honor God. There was a time David said, oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, I'm thirsty. And then some of his men heard it. We need people like that in the church. Some of his men heard it and said, hey, you know what? Okay. They planned and went to the enemy camp. Very dangerous. They could have died just to get water from the enemy camp. And then went to David and said, David, this is it. David said, what? Wow. You did this thing and almost cost your lives. Oh, I'm thirsty. But I offer it to God. Poured it out as an offering to God. That's the man you're talking about. When he's worshiping, you bet God is listening. Amen. David, he was going to buy a piece of land to build the house of God, the temple. As he was going to buy the house, the person he was purchasing the land from said, oh, you are king. I'll give it to you for free. David said, no. I will not buy. David said, no. I'll not take it. I need to pay for it. Yeah. The guy said, oh, take it for free. David said, no, I need to pay for it. Yeah. Then the man said, okay, I'll give it to you at a discount. David said, no. I will not buy for the Lord that which would not cost me. I want it at full price. If it has to do with my house, if it has to do with my wife's house, if it has to do with a friend's house, I can get it at a discount or free. But God's house, I want it at full price. I want to feel it because it's God's. When he's worshiping, you bet. That's why the Bible calls him the man after God's own heart. Amen. If you and I want to worship God, the you and I, not just tithing, but we need to honor God. And one of the ways to honor God or to worship God is to tithe. Amen. Not the only way, but one of the ways is to tithe. That's why I said that you can have a tither who does not honor God. And if you honor God, you tithe. But you can tithe and not honor God. Yeah. One more. Time is up. Number four. Every time you tithe, you show your respect for holy things. Your respect for holy things when you tithe. Leviticus 27:32-33 and then Deuteronomy 26:13. Then we'll continue next week, God willing. How many are understanding the tithe? It's so important. Tithing. Some people tithe and they wonder what the church is doing with the money. Then you've not tithed to God. You've tithed to the church. If you tithe to God, it doesn't matter what the priest does. Leave it to the priest. Leave it to the priest because it's a burnt offering. You've given to God. Even though this church is a bit easier to understand what's happening when you see all the buildings all over the world. So that one is not difficult. But when you're in another church and you're tithing, maybe you can just leave it to God. But when you are here, you just read about the church and you go on the internet and you see the buildings, $1 million, different buildings all over the world. You see the Kadesh and all the, you'll not be worried. Right. You see the orphanage, you see the different buildings, you see the help prisoners, the all these things. Yes. Schools. School for the blind. Hospital. You, the disabled, or you won't be too worried about that. But I'm talking maybe to those who are in another church. Don't worry about that. But here, you don't need to worry too much. Just see it. Whoa! Deuteronomy 26:13. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments, which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. Hallelujah. And then Leviticus 27:32-33. Respect to the house of God. Leviticus 27:32-33. And concerning the tithe of the head or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. So the tithe is holy. There was someone who went to heaven, got a vision to heaven, and he heard God say, don't touch two things. Guess what the two are? My time is up, so be fast. What do you think the two things God said? Don't touch their mind. Tithe and what? What's the second? Sorry? Revenge. Yeah, there's revenge too. It's my glory. God's glory. Wow. He shares with no one. But also, vengeance is mine. So three. Put your hands together for her. So it's three. But I'm talking about what the guy saw. Yes. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But the tithe is God's and is holy. Number two, his glory he will share with no one. God will strip anyone of anything when the glory is shared. Anytime God has done a miracle and people are thanking me immediately, sometimes I'll kneel down and say, it's God, let's point to him, let's pray quickly so that I'm not stripped. His glory he shares with no one. No one. And the tithe. Don't touch. And concerning the tithe of the head or of the flock, even of whatever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy. Now, holy means set apart, consecrated for God. Next verse. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. All the verse is saying is that the tithe is God's and is holy, consecrated, set apart for God. Oh, but tithe is Old Testament. Tithe is the law. Tithe is not the law, has not been the law, and cannot be the law. The law was after Abraham. Actually, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and many years after them. Over 400 years, yeah. I believe. Yeah, 400 years after the promise was Moses. And Moses appeared before the law. So the tithe was being performed or done over 400 years before the law. So it cannot be the law. Hallelujah. And then we also read when Jesus said, tithing you must do in the New Testament, but do not neglect the more weightier matters. Meaning that there are much more important things than tithing. Love, mercy, and truth. Amen. More important than tithing, but don't neglect the tithe.
Amen.
Don't neglect the tithe. Did I show you the New Testament or you want to see it again? Matthew. Hey, they are really doing their work great. Matthew 23. Let's start from 22. And then we close. To show you, it's because definitely someone will say, but tithe is Old Testament. I said that before. When Reverend Oku was trying to tell me to tithe. I said, tithe for what? Do I see if I tithe $100, do I see a corresponding extra increase? If not, I don't want to hear about tithe. What am I going to do with tithe? I don't need tithe. As a Christian, I was saying that. He never was able to convince me, but God convinced me eventually because he said, if you really want God, you know you need to tithe. But he told me, he said, you have to tithe. I said, tithe for what? You have to tithe. It will be a blessing. God will bless you. I said, bless me how? If I give $100, do I see $100 or $200? If not, what's the point of tithing? Can you see how foolish I was thinking? And he that shall swear, if I use NLT so that we don't need to explain too much. Are you getting me so far? And when you swear by heaven, you are swearing by the throne of God and by God who sits on the throne. Okay, now. How terrible it will be for you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest part of your income, but you ignore the important things of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should tithe, yes, But you should not leave undone the more important things. Tithing is New Testament. It should be done. But don't say you are tithing and forgetting the more important things like justice, mercy, and faith. Or love, mercy, and faith. And one another version says that. How many are getting what I mean? You should tithe. But make sure as you are tithing, you are following love, following justice, following mercy. Those are more important than tithe. But it doesn't mean that tithe is not important. Tithe is also important. You, in fact, let me read it again. This is so important. How terrible it will be for you teachers of the religious law and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest part of your income. But you ignore the more important things of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should tithe, yes. But you should not leave undone the more important things. I'm sure those who are watching or who are here who felt that, yes, I've got it. It's New Old Testament. It's not New Testament. It's been an uppercut because you've been found false. Jesus said it in the New Testament that tithe, yes. Amen. I'm not on the word, I'm just at the time. Shall we stand to our feet? Amen. We must tithe. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to tithe. Shall we speak to the Lord? You give God the praise. You give God the glory, the honor. Oh, we worship Jesus. We give God all the glory. All the honor, all the praise. We give him all the glory. All the honor, all the praise. I want to sing "You Are Here" again. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Oh, we worship Jesus. Oh, yes. Just speak to God. Ask him to give you the grace to tithe. And if you're tithing, that you are expecting the open heavens as he promised. That he should cause you to do what you need to do to walk in the open heavens. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. I worship you. I worship you. If you are here this afternoon and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are watching or you are here and you want to say, "Pastor, pray with me. I'm not born again. I know that I'm far away from God. I know in my heart that I am far from God. But I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life. I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven." If you want to be washed with the blood of Jesus, then I want you to raise your hands and I'll pray with you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Now, just one more time. If you want to say, "Pastor, I know I'm far away from God. I know that if I die today, I will not go to heaven. I know that I am a sinner and I need Jesus to forgive me for all my sins. If you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord. I'm not born again, but I want Jesus Christ to save me. I want the new birth experience. I want to be born again. I want Jesus Christ to take care of me and to I want to live for Jesus. I'm far from God, but I want to know God. Please raise your hands where you are. Just raise your hands and I'll pray with you. Is there any hand? Any hand? Any hand? If you've raised your hands, come forward and let me pray with you. And if you are watching, just stay and I'll pray with you. Just stay where you are. Come forward. You don't want to miss this opportunity to give your life to Jesus. You don't want to leave here without being born again. One more time, if you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I am far from God, but I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I'm just about to pray. Please come forward. If you are watching, just stay where you are and I'll pray with you. Okay, shall we pray? Yes. Anyone? Okay, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. From today, I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. May we put our hands together for the Lord and take our seats. Hallelujah. So let's take out, before we take out our offering, we are about to partake of the communion. Now, this is a very sacred and holy time. Now, the communion is very important. The Bible says, the Apostle